No, I will not get that sign for you. Okay, let's go.
You guys came out with a pretty good second or third period the other night. How much do you really need to see that kind of carry over in the first period tonight?
Well, obviously starts are important, and one thing about starts is you want to get the lead, which unfortunately we didn't get the other night, but we had Vassy there to kind of close the door on them when we were leaking oil. But I liked our response. I liked our second and third period. We kind of settled down a little bit, and it was nice to see our special teams take over. But it's one game, and we got to keep doing this. And another test tonight in Carolina, a team that we got to keep behind us if we want to keep climbing. And a start, big good start, it's important.
You mentioned how your playoffs have kind of started in a sense. Mm-hmm. Did that second and third kind of have that feel to it?
I liked when our guys, we started scoring and our confidence was growing. But the big thing was we got the third period, we just didn't give anything up. We shut the door, and I know there was, 4-1 lead, but we extended that lead. We didn't give anything up, and I really liked that. So, but it's one game, and that game's well in our rear view mirror, and now we got to look ahead at Carolina.
You have a new guy in McKeag. What are your thoughts on him and how he fits into this?
Oh, it's early, and we have one pregame skate, so it's. I know a little bit. I've obviously coached against him. He brings energy. He's he works hard. And all reports are he's a fantastic guy in the locker room. So he's part of our team. We're excited.
John, when you lose two big players, popular players mm-hmm. in the locker room, was you kind of curious to see how the guys as a group would come together and respond? Just how they would handle it.
I think they have in the short term, they've handled it really well. It just doesn't hide the fact that they were two popular players in our locker room that we were all really sad to see go. But on the other side of that, guys are trying to make the playoffs, and they're not putting their tail between their legs. And the other night was a really good sign of, this team wants to keep going and try to make the playoffs.
So many rumors flying around what might happen between now and 3-5. Do you have a couple of different lineups you kind of have to think about?
No, I don't. I guess the good thing for that is the trade deadline's at 3 p.m., not 7 p.m. So it would be time to repair, but we don't look at it that way. These are the guys we're that are here, and we expect them to be in the lineup. And if that's not the case, we'll adjust.
Ernie, we saw him 4 games in January. It was quite a while ago. And he comes back. How did he look to you?
I thought he looked great. I thought he had energy. I thought he was a good compliment to Val and Vladdy, and he had a couple great scoring chances that on just the way he forechecked and created space for himself and got in there and got after it. And I'd love to see him put one of those in, but he keeps hustling like that. He's they're definitely going to go in for him.
Could this be a longer look for him? Could this be like a longer stint for him?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on that.
The one guy that's been consistent all year is Cooch. Is the kind of capped his season the other night with 3-1. How difficult is it to score 3 goals in a period? I mean, it's only the second time in team history.
Well, that was a lot of fun to watch. But I said this before. This has been coming. And when you're getting consistently north of 5 shots a game, a guy with his talent, if you look at his shooting percentage in his career, they're going in for you at some point, and it's just you got to stick with it. And I just like his attack and his shot mentality. And when you're working like that, good things are going to happen. And they're paying off for him now.
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Meeting at 7:20.